and welcome to another episode of the Blog Squad podcast. In this episode, we will hear a student talk about her experience at Ripley's Aquarium. Another student will let us know a little about Minecraft. If you listen closely, you'll hear one of our students playing the music to this intro. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, I'm a mysterious new world. Full of hidden things. You have minutes to find food, shelter before darkness falls and monsters come looking for you. What you do? The official Minecraft Beginner's Handbook just might save your life. Learn how to find leaders, make shelter, craft tools and armor to protect yourself from monsters with tips from the Minecraft experts as well as level tips and a greater notch and stuff. It's a difficult guide to survive the first few days of Minecraft.
Our class went on a trip to the Ripley's Aquarium for our class trip. I went to Ripley's Aquarium, which is located in downtown Toronto. It took us 1 hour to get there by bus. We saw many fishes. One of my favorite fish was the swordfish. I also like the blue lobster. I mostly like the fish park. There were two slides in the fish park. One was a shell slide and one was a fish slide. It was the best trip of my life. It was awesome. I got to touch stingrays in the water and hammer fish. I was so scared to touch the stingrays, but my friends made me touch them. I was so scared it would sting me. We also saw an octopus and a starfishes. I saw a 5-meter fish. My friends and I had so much fun. And another cool part was the floor that would help you move to the end. It was moving floors. There was a restaurant and they had McDonald's and pizza. And they cooked the best French fries. There was also a gift shop, but only teachers were allowed to go in. I hated the part when I couldn't go into the gift shop to buy stuff. These are the things I saw on my class trip to Ripley's Aquarium.